Welcome to the Lucius Lauren Podcast, where we dive deep into the mysteries of the universe and our place in it. I am your host, Lucius Lauren. Today, I will be speaking on the 8 signs you need to heal past trauma. Inspired by the teachings and perspective of the legendary Dolores Cannon. For those unfamiliar, Dolores was a pioneer hypnotherapist who specialized in past life regression, uncovering the profound impact of past traumas on our present lives. Another interesting thing about Dolores is that we are both originally from St. Louis, Missouri, which I find to be pretty interesting. So, let's embark on this journey together, exploring the signs that suggest we might need to heal from past traumas through the lens of Dolores Cannon's transformative work and also my own personal take on her work as well. So let's begin with sign number 1. Our first sign is reoccurring emotional patterns. You might notice certain feelings or reactions cropping up again and again, often without a clear reason. Dolores Cannon believed these patterns might be residues from past life experiences or unresolved traumas. She taught that by accessing these past life memories, we could confront and heal these emotional loops. Now, I definitely agree with her, on this sign. And it's really interesting because I know for myself, when I started to do, when I began doing energy work, that really looking into past life, because a lot of people think past lives is also dealing with, you know, a different lifetime. But I know from my own personal experience, I feel in this present life that I've lived a few past lives in one lifetime. So learning how to let go of like old ways, because I feel that when we are, you know, developing, let's say by the age of like 2 or 3, and then we get into this transformative mode, you know, right before we hit 18. And I feel like it's important because when we are like teenagers, it's really like letting go of past things that we may have experienced as a kid and then, you know, transforming into this adult, because we're going to be, a adult the rest of our lives. You know what I mean? So really having to kind of let go of a lot of childlike things. And that's not saying you let go of like imagination and wonder and curiosity and things like that, but things that we've been taught growing up may not be true as adults once we have our own personal experience, because, you know, we are learning about life through someone else's perspective, which is usually like our parents, our peers, your grandparents, or anyone who have taken care of you during, you know, your childhood and your teenage years. And so, you know, I say between the past life of being a kid and your early teenage years, and then also past lives in regards to other lifetimes, we got to take a very clear magnifying glass and lens and look at both things, because there are things that could have happened, you know, in a past life, or things that have happened even within this lifetime in the past. You know, let's say maybe something traumatic happened and a particular song comes on when you're an adult and you're like, I don't know why I feel, you know, emotional, why I feel a certain way. And sometimes it could have been, you know, when you were a teenager, you had a heartbreak, and then there was a song playing on the background. So now here it is, you're an adult, you kind of totally forgot about it. And then you get kind of re-triggered on it because you didn't take the time to heal from that particular emotional pattern. So definitely that is definitely a great thing to be conscious of and to, you know, really dive deep into yourself, because it's very important to look for emotional loops and, you know, think like, okay, is this something that happened to me in this lifetime in the past, or is this also something? Because keep in mind, things that you didn't complete in a past life can also come up again and be a repeat in this lifetime, so you can learn that lesson all over again. Because maybe in the previous lifetime, you didn't learn that lesson. So now that comes up in this lifetime and you're like, what the hell is going on? And that's also a connection to look out for too, as well. So just wanted to state that. All right, so let's go into sign number two. Next is unexplained physical symptoms. Dolores Cannon observed that the body often bears a birth of our emotional or spiritual pain, discomfort, or illnesses without a clear medical explanation could be manifestations of past trauma. Through her quantum healing hypnosis technique, she guided many to uncover and heal the root causes of their physical ailments rooted in past life experiences. Wow. That's really powerful. Very, very powerful that, you know, she was able to do that, because I've also have had past life regressions, and doing a past life regression is really interesting. And it is true, like when you have certain trauma and stuff, you know, everything is all based on energy, right? So you can hold a particular energy within a particular place in your body. And sometimes people end up having certain illnesses that they can't even explain. And it's like, well, where did this come from? And a lot of it comes from trauma that is showing up and manifesting physically as well and stuff. But at the same time, we also need to be aware of, because I'm a huge believer in learning how to deal with things from both worlds, you know, because we have the unseen that manifests physically. And then there's things physically that we need to be aware of too. And definitely number one, you know, doing the energetic cleanse and really finding the root cause. But also too, we also need to be aware of, you know, things that we have been exposed to, you know, certain toxins, and especially in the Americas where we have a poor Western diet. I advise everyone to really concentrate on your gut health, because your gut health is truly your second brain. And if you have a bunch of toxins and parasites that are active, you know, that also causes a lot of diseases and illnesses as well. And that's something that when you do energy work and you do energetic cleanse, I also feel you should also do a physical detox as well. You know, they both go hand in hand. And I just feel people would just notice a instant difference, not only just from doing the energy work, but also, you know, taking, you know, herbs. Some people call it herbs or herbs that actually help flush out, you know, your gut system. Because believe it or not, parasites can also take over the mind as well. You start having these crazy cravings. And, you know, I was actually thinking about even just growing up and just like hearing parents talk about like, oh, my kids, they just eat all the time. And it's like, you know, we say like, oh, well, that's because they're growing. But then it's like, but that also could be the parasites that live inside them that's hungry and wants to eat, you know, wants to have all the sugar and all the sweets, because that's what they thrive off of, you know. And think about it, like there's a reason why kids are always sick all the time, You know, like, oh, well, they just got to build up their immune system. Is it that, or, you know, do they also need to detox as well? You know, because of us being unaware of stuff, you know, we're over here eating McDonald's, eating all this fast food stuff. We're not eating, you know, if we're going to eat meat, we're not eating anything that's grass fed, or eating too much pork, or the, you know, world's garbage disposal. Pigs eat anything and stuff, and they have a ton of diseases. And it's so interesting when you, you know, just watch TV and you see all these commercials or ads that be on YouTube or Hulu or whatever, you know, streaming platform you have. And, you know, it's like bacon this and pork this. And it's like, gosh, like, why are we just being constantly bombarded with bacon and, you know, just pig flesh? It's not good for us. And I'll admit, I love bacon, but I do not eat it no more. I just don't, you know, because of being aware of stuff and knowing that these are major carriers of certain parasites and stuff. It's like, once you like do a detox and you cleanse your body, you're not going to want to put that shit back in your body anymore. You're just not going to want to. You know, that's the whole point of even doing a detox, is making sure you don't put, you know, bad shit back in your body and keep your temple, your altar, you know, your whole being clean. So that's very important. All right. Sign number three. Another sign is irrational fears and phobias. Dolores believes these fears are not always from experiences in our current lifetime. They might stem from traumatic events in past lives. By revisiting and understanding these past events, individuals have found profound relief and resolution of their fears. That's very true. I can definitely attest to that, because I had a fear of the ocean, just like water. And I knew it has something to do with something that happened with me in a past life and water and stuff. And so I had to go out into the ocean and I had to dunk myself like 7 times in the water. And it was, you know, it was a whole kind of like ritual that I did. And let me tell you, like, after doing that, I freaking love water. I love the ocean. That fear that I had, you know, like I said, I thought it had to do with me growing up, but it wasn't like anybody like threw me in the pool or whatever and I couldn't swim. It was nothing like that in this lifetime. So it was definitely, I feel, stemmed from a past life. And so that was something that kind of came into my awareness once I had did that. But I also will add that a lot of fears and phobias doesn't always necessarily have to even do with anything in this present lifetime or even in a past life. Or another thing, which this might shock some of you, but what about future lives? I don't hear nobody talk about future lifetimes. I think that's going to be a whole nother episode. I can dive into that and you know, might raise some hairs, because it's some things I could talk about that you'll be like, oh my goodness, like, I think I've had that experience before. So you mean to tell me that's like a future lifetime? So anyway, that's like a whole other thing to get into. But I will say that I had come to the conclusion too that my parents put their fears and phobias on me growing up. And most of us, our parents' fears and phobias put on us, and they're not ours. And I didn't really make that discovery not until I started to really know thyself and really tapped into me and understood that, wow, you know, these fears aren't my fears. This has to do with my parents, you know? So I had wrote a letter to them and place all their fears and phobias back to them. Like, I don't want it, you know? And, you know, cause sometimes it could be our peers or, you know, people that are close to us can put their fears and phobias on us. And so, you know, you just gotta be a warrior for yourself and don't allow people to put their energy onto you like that, you know, because it doesn't belong to you. So, definitely be aware of that, but that's a definitely good sign. Okay, let's go into sign number four. Sign four involves intense or unexplainable relationships. Dolores Cannon's work showed us how souls often reincarnate together, playing different roles across lifetimes. This can result in relationships that feel destined or fraught with unresolved issues. Healing past traumas can sometimes unravel the complexities of these connections. So that's really interesting too as well, because yeah, there are souls that do reincarnate together. A lot of people end up saying that, oh, this is, you know, my twin flame and stuff. So you do have that. I'm personally not real big on the twin flame thing, but I am big on soulmates, and you do have souls that do reincarnate together from whatever contract that they have together. I know some people think that, you know, their soulmate or it's like another half of them, but I don't believe that. I feel like you should be a whole being. You know, you should be holistic. Like, we've been programmed in this society, whether it's the conscious community, religious community, whatever, you know, it's this programming of thinking that your life won't be fulfilled unless you find like this other half of you. And I just don't believe that. If you want to be complete, you need to find you going within yourself, because your other half is not anything outside of you that's incarnated into some other body. No, that's not the case. Now, do you have, you know, different lifetime experience and relationships with other souls? Absolutely. But to say that, you know, a piece of you is not there, it's like, why? Like, you should call all your energies back into yourself, because you don't want to attract someone that's a half. You want to attract someone that is whole and that is full, because then you don't have a need for another person. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you shouldn't be needy. You shouldn't need to feel like, oh, I need to have someone. Like, no, you don't need. You can want. I feel like, yeah, we want that, but it's not a need. You know what I mean? Your need should be fulfilling yourself, you know, and understanding how to love you, which is why self-love and self-care is so important. But that's a whole other story on that one. But yeah, I do like that one, because that is definitely true. But I love that she said different souls reincarnate together and didn't use that whole twin flame thing. I feel like this is something fairly new age. So anyway, all right. So sign number five. And sign number five is moving on to insecurities and self-esteem issues. According to Cannon, these often have roots deeper than our current life experience, potentially tied to past life trauma. Recognizing and healing these can lead to significant personal growth and improve self-esteem. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the journey for self-discovery is not only understanding. So it's really understanding your lifetimes that you have lived in, and also dealing with stuff in this lifetime as well. Because depending on, especially when you get deep into astrology, depending on like if your planets were retrograde during the time you were born, you may be having different past lives, things that you may haven't overcome yet, will also manifest in this lifetime to, you know, bring a challenge to you and stuff. So definitely be aware of that. I feel like that's really important to, once again, you know, be holistic, you know, because I see a lot of people, they fully concentrate on past lives. And I personally feel that you shouldn't fully concentrate on that. You should definitely heal from certain things and then understand, like, okay, what is it that you are to do in this lifetime and stay focused in this present life, by healing that is going to help heal a lot of other things in your present life as well. So, because yeah, you know, also with insecurities, a lot of it is from our, people that are close to us as well, whether it be family members, you know, making fun of us if we gain a little weight, or, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's just really ridiculous. You know, we, here it is, we have all these adults and we, you know, tend to act like children, making fun of people and stuff. It's just really immature. And, you know, humans need to grow up and, you know, not, yes, man, not treat each other the way that we do. It's just very unnecessary. Okay, so let's get into sign number 6. Another intriguing sign is a strong attraction or aversion to certain places or time periods. Dolores found that these feelings can be indicators of past life connections to those places or eras, highlighting areas of our psyche that might need healing. Wow. Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. I think the majority of people know how have a very strong connection with Egypt, and that's because of past lives. And a lot of people have this. You know, if you feel connected to certain regions, more than likely there's energy there that, you know, either needs to be healed or needs to be recognized as well. Okay. So I don't always think that because you may have a feeling about a certain place or time periods that it's highlighting just specifically just trauma. I also feel that it could be something from that particular lifetime that you need to be aware of in this lifetime, because there's some connection happening too as well. So I feel like it's both, and you know, you should definitely look out for both things, because it possibility in that region, you could have dealt with some trauma in that particular age or era. And so you may need to heal from that so that you can be the person that you were meant to be in this lifetime. I give another example. I feel like a lot of, you know, priestesses and witchy women who went through trauma in certain lifetimes, and, you know, this lifetime comes around and those fears and phobias pop up, and feeling like in particular, you know, areas that they've been maybe burnt at the stake and stuff. And so, you know, you have to heal from that, because you don't want that to stop you from doing the things that you should be doing in this lifetime, you know, because I really do feel that this is the era of the return, the great priestesses of the world, and bringing in that mother goddess energy that is really needed on this planet, and that will come back on this planet, whether the patriarchy likes it or not. It's happening, and there's nothing you can do about it.
There is nothing you can do.
All right. Anyway, let's go into sign number 7. Okay. Persistent. Good Lord. I feel like I cannot talk today. Jeez. So I'm over here drinking tea, you know, trying to warm up my vocal cords, and oh man. You know how you have one of those days where it was like rainy, gloomy, windy outside, and puts you in a real chill mode. So I've been kind of chill today. And okay. So persistent dreams or nightmares are our 7th sign. These are not just figments of our imagination, but could be messages from our subconscious, according to Dolores Cannon. They might reveal insights into past traumas that are affecting our present lives, offering a path to healing and understanding. Yeah, that's definitely true. You know, I'm more for the persistent dreams than the nightmares. But yeah, if you're having like nightmares about something specifically, yeah, it's definitely some healing around some particular area, you know, like I was talking before, with maybe some of the priestesses may have nightmares still, you know, trying to run away from someone or whatever. Also too, let's also keep in mind, a lot of women in particular watch a lot of, you know, murder mystery shows. So that can give you nightmares as well. And who knows, that could also could be a trigger for you subconsciously, of you being unaware of that. So yeah, any kind of, you know, nightmares, I feel if you're having like night terrors, that means that you are still, some kind of low vibration is still trying to, you know, manifest alongside you. So, just be aware of that, you know, make sure you cleanse your energy every day, you know, sage your space. You know, I have like crystals around, you know, I do all the stuff. So that way I just have good dreams and I don't have nightmares. So yeah. But then again, you know, I'm also a person that I have done a lot of energy work and a lot of healing over the years. So yeah, I definitely advise everyone to make sure you cleanse your energy field. You have to, you know, there's some really good guided, chakra meditations to do as well. And like I said, you know, crystals, you can put certain crystals, up under your pillow. You know, there's, obsidian, which I feel is good to block away any negative energy and stuff. So you can, you know, wear it, you can put it up under your pillow, but yeah. And then don't forget the dream catchers as well. I have a couple of dream catchers. So yeah, definitely look at all the different tools and always do whatever resonates with you. Cause I know a lot of people think there's like a certain way of doing things, but truthfully, you got to really, truly listen to your own intuition when it comes to these things and really just follow that, because other people may do a particular practice, you know, it may not work for you, and it doesn't work for you because more than likely it's something that doesn't resonate with you. So always do things that resonate with you and don't do things because, you know, it's something popular on TikTok or YouTube or whatever, you know, don't ever fall short into that because, you know, you got to find your own groove. And I feel like that's important. All right. Last but not least, sign number 8. Lastly, a feeling of not belonging. This can often be a sign of a soul's struggle with unresolved issues across lifetimes. Dolores believed that understanding and healing these aspects could help individuals feel more connected and at peace in their current life. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. That is, that is something that can be a thing for people. But I also will conclude this as well, or include, I should say, include. And that is, I will include the fact that, and I feel like I have mentioned this before in a previous episode, but there's also a feeling of not belonging because you have some souls that don't originate in this part of the universe. And that is another thing to take into consideration too, as well, you know, because a feeling of not belonging, I don't always feel like it's something that has to do with a unresolved issue. You know, I think that that is definitely one thing to look at. But I think the other factor is there are some people that are in human bodies that do not originate from here. And I don't know why that's not talked about as much as it should be, especially within the community. So, but yeah, that is also something to pay attention to as well, is, you know, you may feel like you don't belong here because maybe you originated from a future time frame. Okay, I'm not gonna get into that, but you know me, I gotta throw them controversial loops out into the open, because yeah, I feel like I love when someone can make me think about something. And that's what I try to do. I try to get people to think. I feel like it's important to exercise our brains, because if we're exercising at the gym or going for walks and stuff, our brain needs the exercise as well. And that is, you know, challenging the status quo, so to speak, you know. So. All right. So Dolores Cannon's Healing Perspectives. Okay. So Dolores Cannon's work is a beacon for those looking to heal and understand their past traumas. Her methods, the quantum healing hypnosis technique, have helped many access their subconscious and past lives, revealing the origins of their trauma and facilitating profound healing. And that is amazing. I definitely got to, you know, give a round of applause for Dolores Cannon, because I feel like her work did bring a lot of healing to the planet. And, you know, the time frame that she had physically with us, you know, and the physical body that she was in, she did the work that she, you know, was born to do. And you know, a person that, you know, has experience in what it is that they practice, I can definitely tell that she did this kind of work for herself, and it helped her out, and it worked for her. And so it ended up working for other people as well. And that's why it's important. You guys should always share your gifts. If you're gifted at something, don't shy away from it, because I feel like that's where we're here to do. We're here to share our gifts, and hopefully our gifts ends up helping people heal from trauma and hurt and pain and stuff, because that's something that we have all experienced. And so, you know, I feel like going into this golden age that we want to see and experience, you know, this type of healing needs to happen and take place so that we're able to see this golden age that has been foreseen and prophesied. So thank you for joining me on the Lucius Lyron podcast. If you found value in today's episode, please share it with friends, family, and don't forget to subscribe for more content like this. For more resources, you can check out our website at hotrs13.org. Once again, that is hotrs13.org. Until next time, keep making those small changes and watch how they add up to a transformed life. Stay inspired and keep growing. Join me again next time for more discussions on life, astrology, love, science, and spirituality with its connection to our daily lives. And remember to always live in power.